Fresh FM 102.9, this is The Fresh Lunch with me, Delilah, coming to you live from the City of Gold, Johannesburg. Once again, a huge thank you to South Africa Tourism for allowing Paula and I to really have this experience. And joining me in studio, yes, I have a guest, is the Region PR and Communications Specialist, Mr. Fisani Nyandeni. I really hope I pronounced that right, that surname right, did I?
You did, thank you. It's quite correct.
Okay, so first and foremost, because I've been sharing about my experience for the DSTV Food Festival that recently ended, but since I have you in studio, in my home away from home studio, what was your experience like?
Wow. Where do we start? We had, obviously, African giant Burna Boy, you know, and that performance was absolutely crazy. We had Babyface, and that was insane. We had Angie Stone. Then there's obviously other marquees with Channel O playing, you know, Amapiano the whole time. Groove nonstop. It was absolutely fantastic.
I must say, I do love my job. So, boss, if you're listening, take that note. But there's just something about the travel industry and the tourism industry for that matter, right? I believe you need to have a passion for travel to be part of the industry to begin with. So when did your love for travel begin?
Wow. I think when I was around 14 or 15. So we used to take trips with the family, obviously, you know, driving across the country, doing what, you know, usual tourists do. Obviously at that young age, it's just, you know, going away with your family. But as you get older, you start experiencing new things and new places and new people. You know, it just opens up your peripheral, your perspective. You get to understand people differently, you know, and that's when it really started. Obviously, as I got older and started working, I traveled a lot more. And that's when the love really kicked in, because you get to witness things that you usually won't see in your own space. You know, you get to see and meet people that you usually won't speak to in your own space, you know, and that just teaches you so much about life.
Wow, wise words if I've ever heard any. Tell us, what is so important about Africans touring Africa?
So Africa is quite unique, you know. So I've had the pleasure of obviously traveling around Africa for quite some time. And whether you're in Ghana or in Nigeria or you're in Namibia or in Zim, it's the same but different, you know. We all have this shared culture, but with different cultures. We've got this shared love for Africa, but from different perspectives. We've got an amazing view of culture, but again, different cultures, you know. So even in our similarities, we're still different, but Africa is just a kaleidoscope of just food, culture, passion, you know. Black don't crack. Wherever you go, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, I'll give you a quick example, right? So if you go to Zimbabwe, right, mm-hmm. you've got the Shona people and the Ndebele people, mm-hmm. right? And completely different contrasts to South Africa, but at the same time, the languages are pretty familiar, even though you don't understand them. And that's throughout Africa, wherever you go, there's parts of the languages that you'll pick up, even if you're from a different country.
Now for the big question, why South Africa? I mean, thank you for representing the whole of Africa 5 seconds ago. But why should we travel to South Africa specifically? Why should Namibians cross over, or the entire Africa for that matter?
So South Africa is quite interesting because, yes, you've got this bubbling metropolis, but 5Ks down the road, you've got, you know, the safaris. You've got different cultures all just coming together in one pot. You know, we've got 11 official languages. So in Joburg, if you say hi to me, you never know if I'm Zulu, Xhosa, Pedi, whatever, you know. So you get to experience a lot of differences or a lot of experiences in a short space of time when you're here. Unlike in some places where you can only go to the city life experience, in South Africa, you can do city life. In 10 minutes, you can do, you know, urban nightlife. In 5 minutes, you can do the safari. In another 5 minutes, you can do something else. So South Africa's, obviously, our history is also very rich, you know. So not to bring Mandela into it, but you've got Mandela. But apart from Mandela, we've got everything else. I mean, we did the Constitutional Hill experience recently, and mm-hmm. that was very emotional for everyone else, even though they were not from South Africa. But just that rich history, you know, just cuts across all barriers.
Oh, wow. Mr. Fisani, I could honestly talk to you all day because there's so much to talk about. However, we have so little time to get into all of this. Thank you so much for taking the time out to share with us a little piece of South Africa.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.